Now we have here this statement, then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. Now there's been a great deal of criticism by the skeptic of this statement made here. To begin with, they say this is an extravagant offering and sacrifice. That is the first criticism that is made. The second is that it would have been physically impossible to offer that many on the altar. May I say that is a criticism that you hear. And then the third is that this, of course, is something that was not necessary, and that they shouldn't have killed all these animals. And the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, I'm sure, would protest this. All right, let's look at that for a moment in the light of the Word of God and in light today of what we know. First of all, they didn't offer them all on just one altar. For this special occasion, I think altars had been put all over that area. And not only that, many of the people in the nation were not able to make the trip to Jerusalem. And they wanted to participate. And I think all over the land that there were altars erected at this time. So that you have to put all of this together and recognize that there were many altars on which it was offered. It is not a physical impossibility. Now, why all of this expenditure, though? Well, in order for each area to have its own particular sacrifice, it was the same thing that when they came out of the land of Egypt, there was a lamb slain for each home, you know. And as a result, they must have been literally thousands of lambs that were slain that night. But it was not a needful waste. Number one, the primary meaning, it speaks of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's pointing to Christ. And my friend, it was Simon Peter who said that was precious blood that he shed, that we've been redeemed not by silver or gold, but we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And this is not a great expenditure because it's pointing to Christ. And then the animals were used afterward, the whole burnt offerings, of course, and those burnt offerings were totally consumed. But there are other offerings, like the peace offerings and that, there was a dispensing of the meat for the use of the individuals. And it was a time of great feasting and not a time of fasting at all at this great celebration. So at least be fair with the Bible, my friend. And when you get a Bible perspective of it, why, may I say to you that this thing, indeed, I think, will stand up. And I've discovered that these people who are always talking about a great expenditure of money for anything for the Lord, it is amazing the criticism that can be made by even Christian people today. I was very much interested in the very dear lady, and she was interested in Bible classes. She had one in her home, and she was very much interested in music. And we had a Bible teacher that came, and the people liked him, and they gave him a very generous offering. And it was a generous offering. They gave him $500 plus his expenses. And he was there for 10 days. And she thought that was ridiculous, that that was too big an expenditure. And then she was on the music committee of the town, and they brought in an opera singer. He sang one night, and they gave him $2,000. She thought that was wonderful. May I say to you, it's interesting when something is being spent for the Lord, it's just a waste. But if it's being spent for the things of the world, it's all right. And those of you that think they're slaying too many animals, do you know how many animals are slain in the packing houses of this country a day? And I say to you, I'm not going to tell you because I don't think you ought to know. But literally thousands of animals are slain in this country every day, and nobody's saying anything or doing anything about that because that's to satisfy us. But this was for the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I'm on Solomon's side here. I feel like this was all right. It's pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shed his precious blood for me. Now, verse 6, and the priests waited on their offices, and the Levites also with instruments of music to the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. I wish there's one thing that I could accomplish through this radio ministry, and that is to get God's people to praise the Lord and to say God is good, and that His mercy endureth forever. Oh, how good God's been to me. Has He been good to you, friends? Say so. God is good to us. Now, that is what Solomon is saying, and he goes back to David. Now we are told, moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, and so on. And I'm not going into these details here.